And now shifting to Newell Fonda Mustangs talk in the Saturday morning huddle, and I'm sure Brian Wilkin, head coach, has plenty to tell us this morning as Newell Fonda wins a barn burner in Newell over Gruttinger Terrell Ruthven Ayrshire, 25-22. GTRA, always a worthy opponent, Brian, and this year no different, and going to be more nights like this, I'm sure, going forward in this loaded eight-player District 1.
No, no question, Ryan. It's a great district, obviously, with a lot of great football teams in it. And each night's going to be a dogfight. And when you play Gruttinger Terrell, Ruthven Ayrshire, you know what you're going to get. You're going to get a well-coached team. Kids play extremely hard. They're tough, hard-nosed kids. And last night was no different. And our kids, hats off to our kids because our backs were against the wall. In the second half and we found a way to make some plays at the end and win a football game. So all credit in the world goes to our kids.
Well, let's put the end of the game on the back burner for the time being as you led 18-8 at halftime. If you could sum up those first two quarters.
Well, we were able to score on our first drive on a 53-yard run by Jesse Hack, or 52-yard run, excuse me, Ryan, by Jesse Hack to put us up 6-0 as we missed the extra point. We went up 12-0 on a 3-yard run by Jesse Hack. 2-point conversion failed. And then GTRA, obviously with a tremendous quarterback in Big Conlon, broke off a long run in which we didn't tackle very well. We had him stopped, and he broke free and scored from 40 yards out, cut the lead to 12-8 with their 2-point conversion. And then our kids answered as Jesse Hack had a 48-yard run and put us up 18-8. In the second half, we just couldn't make any plays defensively to get off the field. Their opening drive of the second half, we had them on fourth down. We had them on three or four third downs. And they're athletes, and they got a lot of them, made a number of plays on that drive, and they cut it to 18-14 or 18-16, at that point in time. And then they were able to stop us, force a punt, and put together another drive. And Jacob Conlon broke off a 66-yard run, at that point in time. And we did stop the 2-point conversion to put them up 22-18. And that's where it stood there till the final 3 minutes or whatever of the football game.
All right. So then what about what turned out to be the game-winning drive for you guys?
We put together a long drive. We went for it on fourth down near midfield. We were stopped, but a face mask penalty against GTRA kept the drive alive. And our kids continued to fight. And we got down inside the 10-yard line, and Jesse Hack had a 3-yard run with 2:25 to play. And R.J. Rojas added the kick and went up 25-22 with 2:25 to play. And then, GTRA, once again, in the third downs, a fourth down, converted on the last drive to take it inside the 10-yard line with about 10 seconds left. And Jacob Conlon scrambled, and Jesse Hack made a tackle at about the 3-yard line, short of the first down on third down, and the clock continued to run as they were out of timeouts, and the ball game ran out as they had the ball on the 3-yard line there.
Incredible finish to a Mustangs win. So the offensive individual numbers, what about some of those?
Jesse Hack had 37 carries for 210 yards. Austin Gertis had 10 carries for 45 yards, and Bryce Kopic had 3 carries for 22 yards. Passing, we were 2 of 5. Bryce Kopic was 2 of 4 for 26 yards, no touchdowns, no interceptions. Jesse Hack was 0 of 1 for no yards, no touchdowns, one interception. We were faced with some adversity, you know, with the injury to Cody Holtgrew at the beginning of the week, and our kids were faced with adversity, and we talked about this throughout the week that, it's not how much, or, you know, what happens, it's how you respond to what happened, and our kids on a short week had, you know, put together a game plan with some new people back there at the quarterback position, and that's part of football. And like I said, give credit where credit's due, and that goes to our kids.
Before we let you go, who were your leading tacklers defensively?
Jesse Heck had 17 tackles. Jacob Carlson had 11 tackles. RJ Rojas had 7 tackles. And Rice Kopic had 6. Joe Tiefenthaler and Jake Davis each had 5.
All right. Mustangs win in a thriller, 25-22 over at GTRA. And not going to get any easier next week as you go to Kingsley Pearson. Mustangs now 3-0. Coach Brian Wilkin, appreciate the time as always. Enjoy the weekend.
Thanks, Ryan.